AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Should we panic now? Wall Street opens half an hour from now, and it looks as if it's going to be pretty ugly. China's main index plunged 8.5% today, taking world stock markets with it, as the world worries about Beijing's slowing economy. What do we do now?
I don't think I would be panicking here. It would probably be a mistake to try to sell out all at once.
Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi on your money and the stock market.
Ultimately, though, in the longer run, when you look through all that volatility, it goes up because so does the American economy, and I think the American economy is strong.
Big oil producer Russia is watching its ruble collapse to a seven-month low today as oil prices sink. Gas is down to $2.60 a gallon this morning here at home, according to the AAA, with prices expected to fall even further. Independent analyst Trilby Lundberg.
We might see 10 or 20 cents or more with prices tumbling down well before the end of summer.
Gas is down to $2.11 a gallon in South Carolina this morning. That's among the cheapest places in the nation for gas. French President François Hollande has bestowed his country's highest honor on three Americans and an Englishman.
Nous sommes ici réunis, rassemblés.
The group took down a gunman on board a train to Paris on Friday. In awarding them France's Legion of Honor, President Hollande called them an inspiration. The Englishman said afterwards it was less a question of heroism than survival. A chunk of concrete fell onto a Comerica Park concourse after Sunday's game in Detroit between the Tigers and the Rangers. Nobody hurt. They're not sure yet why it fell. A couple of people got caught trying to use a drone to sneak some forbidden items into a prison in Maryland over the weekend, according to authorities. This is AP Radio News. This morning, a Colorado court will hear from victims and witnesses to the theater shooting 3 years ago. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Prosecutors say at least 100 victims and witnesses of James Holmes' deadly attack on a Colorado movie theater could testify about the impact it's had on their lives before Holmes is formally sentenced this week. This is the first day of Holmes' sentencing hearing. It's scheduled to last 3 days. It gives survivors a chance to tell the judge how the July 20th, 2012 shooting forever changed their lives. But their testimony won't change Holmes' sentence. Jurors already determined he'll spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. I'm Sandy Kozel.
President Obama is pressing to give ordinary Americans more power to choose what kind of power they use. He'll make a speech at a clean energy conference in Las Vegas tonight, and he will announce new executive actions aimed at making it easier for homeowners and businesses. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.